So we just heard perhaps one of the most difficult verses of the whole of the New Testament when Jesus says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. On the face of it, this sounds like a command that we cannot possibly keep. There's not one of us who can faintly connect ourselves with perfection. But as is often the case in the Bible, what it appears to mean isn't exactly what it means. So let's unpack it a little bit. And as you have come to know by now, I like to often refer to the Greek meaning of the words, because when we understand the word in its Greek origin, it helps us to understand it in its English translation. So the word for perfect is the Greek word teleos. And this is not some sort of abstract, metaphysical type of perfection. Rather, it was a very, very concrete word. And let me give you some examples of this word teleos. In sacrifice, an animal victim, which was fit for sacrifice, was a victim that was without blemish, was teleos. A man who had become fully mature, had come to full-grown stature, is teleos, as distinct from a boy who is still a teenager. A student who has reached mature knowledge of a subject is teleos, as opposed to someone who is just beginning to learn that subject. To put it another way, this word teleos is connected to the word telos, which means end, purpose, aim, or goal. Therefore, a thing is perfect in the sense that Jesus is using it here when it achieves the purpose for which it is planned. Now, let me just use an example of this to help bring this home. Say if I have a screw at home that needs to be tightened, and it needs a Phillips screwdriver, but I don't happen to have a Phillips screwdriver. I can use another kind of screwdriver, and it's not going to do the job that is needed. So I'm going to have to go to the Home Depot, and I'm going to look for that Phillips screwdriver, a screwdriver that fits my hand, and I'm going to take it home after I've bought it, and I'm going to put that into the screw, and I am going to screw it so that it's exactly how it needs to be. That particular screwdriver is teleos. It's perfectly fitted for the reason it had been created. So when we think about this in relation to us as human beings, what does this mean? Well, in Genesis, we are told human beings were created to be like God. The characteristic of God is his unconquerable goodwill, his universal benevolence. He seeks the highest good of every individual. The great characteristic of God is to love both saint and sinner alike. That's why Jesus says in today's gospel, God allows for the sun, the rain, to rise, to fall on both the righteous and on the unrighteous. No matter what we do to God, God seeks nothing but our highest good. And here's the point of this passage. When we seek to reproduce in our lives the unwearied, forgiving, sacrificial benevolence of God, this is when we become like God and are therefore perfect in the New Testament sense of the word. Let me put this simply. Those men and women who most care for others are perfect, are teleos, because this is the reason why we have been created. The whole teaching of the Bible is that we attain our true humanity when we become most godlike. The one thing that makes us most like God is the love that never ceases to care for others, no matter what they do to us or how they treat us. That's at the heart of this passage. And as we come now to the end of Matthew chapter 5, which is that whole first chapter on the Sermon on the Mount, we're brought to this point. We can only live this way when we are open to grace. Remember how the Sermon on the Mount begins? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. In other words, as we come to that point of recognizing we do not have the self-sufficiency to live the gospel life. But as we more and more desire to grow in holiness, to grow in virtue, and to make available in our own lives the sacramental grace that is available to us, then it's the Holy Spirit at work in our souls that enables us to become more and more those people who are not perfect in the sense of being perfectionists. We do not need those kinds of Christians. They are the worst kind because they think they're better than everyone else, or they're just so driven that you can't get close to them. But the kind of perfection we're called to is this perfection of completely understanding what it is to be human, what it is to be made in God's image, and to become more and more like our loving Heavenly Father.